Hi, loves. I wanted to touch on spell work today and the truth on spell work and how to manifest the life of your dreams. And at 34 and a half years old, I feel like I can really speak with confidence to this. At 19, I picked up my first spell book. I've always been really connected to spirit. But then I lost that connection when I was about 15. I got into a really toxic, abusive relationship. It really doesn't even deserve the title of relationship. It was an enmeshment that lasted for years, and it just chipped away at my confidence so badly. And anyway, so at 19, I had hit a really low point in my life, and I was just seeking anything to create a better life for myself. So I picked up my first spell book and I started doing all the work. I started getting into tarot and I started getting into energy reading and energy healing and all of these things. And what I've come to know through and through, without a shadow of a doubt, is that, you guys, it doesn't matter what phase the moon is in, doesn't matter what alignment the planets are in, because from one perspective, you are a multidimensional being. So from a certain perspective, that doesn't even affect you. If you believe that it affects you, sure, then it will, because our beliefs have such great power, but you are multidimensional. And it really doesn't matter what fucking phase the moon is in, what color of candle you use during your rituals. It doesn't matter what intention you set, what verbiage comes out of your mouth. It doesn't matter if you have an altar or if you use crystals. If you cannot hold and consistently maintain the vibration, the energetic frequency of the new timeline that you want to call in and experience in your life, it is not going to work. It isn't. And I'm saying this for everyone that is new to spirituality, that is new to connecting with source and creation and manifestation, because I feel like this will save you so much grief and time and frustration. Because a lot of people are out there trying to sell spell work and they're missing this huge component. If you can't hold the frequency consistently, if you can't hold that vibration in your body consistently, you will not be a match to your desires. So your heart and your mind have to be in cohesive alignment with one another. And that is what a lot of people never tell you. And, you know, spells and cards and crystals and all of these things are beautiful tools. But that's all they are. They're tools to get you into the mood. But it has nothing to do with anything outside of you. And that is why so many people in the, you know, the spiritual community, and this isn't to cast shame on anyone at all. It's just to show you that the reason why so many people in the spiritual community are broke and in shitty relationships and just generally lost is because they can't maintain that frequency for long enough, and they're putting their power in tools outside of them. And ultimately, these tools can become a distraction and pull you further away from your desires because you're putting your faith in something outside of yourself, which ultimately diminishes your own power when it doesn't come to fruition. So know that you are the creator, you are the spell, you are the magic. And when you learn how to hold the frequency, and this takes practice and discipline and repetition, and that's not sexy, is it, right? All of these like witchy things and spells and crystals and rituals, it's like, ooh, right? Like taboo, a little bit sexy, a little bit like, you know, the unknown. And it's just, it holds people back in a lot of ways because you're putting your faith in tools outside of you. If you, for example, do a ritual for half an hour on the full moon to, you know, call in your best life or your lover, your partner, or more abundance, and you've got your candle and you've got your herbs and you're, you know, giving your offerings to your ancestors, you have your altar, what have you, whatever your practice is, but then when that's over, you go out into your day to day and you keep reacting from the same space of lack, of not enoughness, of not having it, of unworthiness, of I'm not enough, it's not going to come to you. So really, truly know that it has nothing to do with anything outside of yourself. And if you're going to do rituals, if you're going to do spell work, if you're going to use crystals and tools and cards, do it as you know, a way to set the mood. But know that the real work is your inner work. You have to go through your shadow work. You have to face your past. You have to clear out the trauma. You have to clear out the energetic blockages in your body. Because if you're holding on to energetic blockages in your body from the past, you're not going to be able to receive anything new. You're not going to be open. Your heart's not open. So we have to clear our hearts. We have to purge all of that unnecessary baggage that we carry first, and then things start to come. Then we start to open up to receive. When we know that we're enough, when we know that what we desire is already here, you don't have to manifest anything. Everything you want, your lover, the money, the XYZ, it's here as a frequency, as a vibration. And all you have to do is tune your heart and your head to that frequency. And again, that takes practice. It takes discipline. It takes sitting in meditation, closing your eyes, and really feeling the feelings of what that feels like. Like when I attracted my husband, and I completely manifested Jay, when I left my hometown at 19 years old, I wrote down everything that I wanted in a partner, down to the fact that I wanted a producer. I was going to film school at the time. I ended up dropping out. I went to the Vancouver Film School for writing. And so in my mind, I wanted a producer because I wanted somebody that created something out of nothing, that created with energy. And I ended up meeting Jay, and Jay was a music producer, and it was like down to the little details. But before that, I sat in that energy. What would it feel like to have this person in my life? How would they treat me? How would I treat them? And once you start to layer on that energy, layer upon layer, like you're putting on a multiple jackets almost. It's like jackets of frequency. It's the best way I can describe it. Like trying on that energy, like you're trying on a coat. What does that feel like? And then go out into your day to day wearing that frequency. Because often we'll do the intention, we'll do the spell, we'll do the ritual, and then 2 seconds later, you're just reacting, you're back to your low vibration, and it's just like, you know, it's just this limp energy. It doesn't connect with your desire. So don't be misled by the spiritual community that says that you need all of these tools and all of these things. You don't. You just need to practice holding the vibration. And often when we're not used to a certain frequency, a higher frequency, it's very uncomfortable for the body. So when you start holding higher frequencies in your body, you can start to feel anxiety. You can start to feel depression. You may want to curl up in a ball or go hide. And that's all normal. It's part of the purging process. It's part of recalibrating your energetic field to that higher timeline. So know that that's all normal. And the more that you can sit in meditation and truly, again, and I'm going to keep saying this, because discipline and repetition is key, you keep repeating that energy frequency, you keep repeating how it feels like to be in that energy, that is how you manifest. That is how you call in your higher timeline, your lover, your abundance, the joy. You don't need anything outside of you. If you're using tools, do use tools with a lightheartedness. Use tools because they're fun and they put you in a vibe and a mood. But know that the real work starts in your heart. Your heart is the most powerful electromagnetic part of your body, organ in your body. That's what draws in everything that you need in your life. I hope that helps you guys. Love you. Take care.